Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 10:34. I'm Elise Klink, and Sammy P. is in the house, sponsored by PointsBet. Hey, Sammy.
My microphone on. That's my bet. I'll fall on the sword on that one. That's my bet. I was so excited with the music. I was dancing in the studio.
I was like, underneath the Christmas.
No, that's my fault. I was going to wear, I honestly have a suit of Santa, or a sweater, a Christmas sweater of Santa Claus riding a flamingo, which makes no sense, but I couldn't find it. So I apologize in advance. Or actually, I apologize right now.
You know, I actually looked in my closet this morning. I don't have a single thing that's red, like true Christmas red.
Not one thing?
Not one thing that's true Christmas red. I don't know how that happened.
I think I have every color. I even have a turquoise in my closet.
Okay, I have a lot of turquoise and a lot of black. So I went looking last night for my son's red sweatshirt from his college, and I thought I could just wear that, even if I wore it inside out. He took it back with him.
Which college?
He goes to Stanford.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Cardinal Red, isn't it?
It is.
Cardinal Red. Speaking of red, this odd board, I was laughing in the news, and you and I were just joking about this. Ryan Burrow said, the markets are open, but as we know, the stock market eventually closes every day.
Yeah, it's going to close in about an hour and 25 minutes.
These betting markets, Elise, they never, ever close. And this is college football bowl season. And in the last week, let's not even talk about what happened at Ohio State and Northwestern when Ohio State came out at the very last minute and said, hey, 22 players have COVID. They're all not going to play today. The market went and completely flipped.
Okay, so Ohio State, that game, we watched that game with Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a game.
It was a very good game. Now, they were a little depleted, and it wasn't like 22 of their best players didn't play.
Well, they had all
play.
COVID, right? So yeah. They were playing with COVID.
And John and I talked about this last Thursday, and I said, look, John, there's some buzz around Ohio State that one of their best players, and it was their receiver, Chris Olave, who didn't play. He's a first-round draft pick in the NFL. And I said, John, there's a chance that somebody at Ohio State, and I didn't want to name names because it's not my prerogative to start dropping COVID news on, you know, personal private matters. But I said, look, somebody there who's very prominent has COVID. And here's what's going to happen. Ohio State is going to sit on this until an hour before kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the point spread in the game, Las Vegas said, all right, Ohio State is 20 points better than Northwestern. So on a neutral field, Ohio State is going to win by more times than not an average of 20. What happens, though, an hour before the game, Ohio State says, psst, 22 guys aren't going to play. And the market, it goes from 20, it got all the way down to 16. So people just coming in and reacting to the news of, Ohio State is screwed, and now everybody bets Northwestern. And all of a sudden, these bookmakers who are managing money for a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all of a sudden there is a wave of purple money on Northwestern, and they don't know what to do. And then it gets down to 16. And then, of course, there's the Ohio State side. Well, that's a pretty good buy low spot. So then they buy it back up. And the screen is just, it's moving nonstop. And the number actually closed about, I think, 17 and a half or 18. But this is an unprecedented time where they're having to rely on not just one injury. Hey, the quarterback's not going to play. 22 guys aren't going to play. What do you do?
It's kind of crazy. I'm actually, and there was some controversy anyway, wasn't there, about Ohio State playing, given that they'd only played 5 games and not 6 games?
The rule was if you missed or had 3 games canceled, you couldn't play in the Big Ten championship. But Ohio State is the breadwinner at the Big Ten table, so we sort of move mountains for them when we have to.
We call this an oophole. Oophole.
So this morning, Houston is playing Hawaii in the New Mexico Bowl. I'm sure you're going to watch it. It's on at 2:30. Houston against Hawaii. This morning, about an hour ago, Houston says, we're going to be without 3 of our wide receivers. Okay. You know, 4 hours before the game, and then the market goes from 10 down to 8, you know, minus 10 to minus 8. So this is going to happen all bowl season. Forget the opt-outs where guys don't want to get hurt and ruin their NFL draft stock. Guys are getting COVID, guys are getting sick, and nobody wants to risk, you know, the potential of potentially playing in the NFL. It's just, It's going to be chaos through the new year and through early January with college football.
So I asked my son for some questions to ask you because, as I told you earlier, he's the sports genius in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And his first question is, are there any overreactions in the lines after the first 2 days of the NBA games?
Absolutely. People love to overreact to one thing. It's our favorite thing in the world to do. I was looking at, so Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets, they played Golden State. This was game one the other night, and they won 125-99. So that's going to be in the back of everybody's mind that wants to bet on the Brooklyn Nets for their game tomorrow on Christmas against the Boston Celtics. So when that line came out, there was no line. It was a pick 'em. It was flip a coin, pick the winner. Well, Brooklyn wins pretty big. Kevin Durant looks really solid. Kyrie Irving played well. Brooklyn is now a 3-point favorite at Boston. So that line has already moved 3 points after one game. Well, 3 points isn't a lot. Well, now to win that bet, like at a pick 'em, Brooklyn just has to win the game. But now if you're a 3-point favorite, you have to win by 4 to cash that ticket. So it might not sound like a lot, but that 3-point move is pretty strong. That's a pretty strong overreaction to just one basketball game.
Yeah, that is that's a lot. That's actually a lot. Is it? What about in terms of COVID? Do you think you're going to see these kinds of pullouts the way you're seeing in the college games?
We saw it getting canceled yesterday. It was the Thunder and the Rockets. The Rockets had a bunch of positive results, and then they had tracing, and that game just got canceled. So I think the NBA will be a little bit more cautious.
The bubble was very successful that they played the championships in.
No more bubble, though. We're not all in Orlando right now. We're in all of these cities,
right.
And I am hoping this vaccine does what people say it's going to do, because we could. I mean, college basketball has just been, you've seen so many cancellations every single day. I mean, I think DePaul canceled 4 games already, because if it's not at DePaul, it's at Butler. If it's not at Butler, it's at Cincinnati or what, you know. I mean, like, somewhere along the road, somebody's going to get this, and then you're doing COVID math. You love math. I love math. I don't know how to do COVID math. If the point guard gets it, does the shooting guard get it? If the shooting guard gets it, does the coach have it? Does the center have it? You don't know. We're trying to prove things that nobody knows and that nobody will admit.
Yeah, you can't. There's no guarantee that. I mean, I'm surprised that 22 players in Ohio State have it. But then again, I'm not, right? Because the doctors say, you know, science says, the science that we know in 9 months, right? The science says that if you're in with people close up for 15 minutes or more, you're likely to get whatever they have. Doesn't that describe, like, team sports?
It does.
Yeah.
I have, like I told John this last week, I have been on the phone more than ever before because things have changed in the snap of a finger or the blink of an eye. Like I said, this morning I woke up thinking, all right, Houston and Hawaii, all right, we got through this without any late-breaking news. And an hour later, chaos. Yeah. So I would just be careful. My advice would be, all right, what is he talking about? What's the thesis of this rant? Just be careful in college football because things are changing so quickly. You may not want to bet on a football game a week from today or 10 days from today because things change not only day of game, but hours before the game. So just pay attention to the details and do your best. Don't lock in your money on a team that plays in 2 weeks because, you know, the whole world could go to hell at that program.
That is described every single week since March.
I know. It's wild. By the way, Sammy Martino is producing your show, right?
Yeah.
I'm Sammy P.
Yeah.
Your husband's name is?
Sam. Only called Sammy when he was younger.
So Martino asked me to ask you, what are the odds of your producer, your guest, and your husband all having the same name on Christmas Eve? And I couldn't compute it. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I let's just say low.
Low? No,
but
I think they'd be like, high. Oh,
the high that everybody would have the same names?
I think they'd be high odds. I think that would be like 100-1 or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I'm saying that it would be a very low chance.
Oh, a low chance and a high number. Correct.
And a high number. Again, saying the same thing.
Saying the same thing.
Totally
yes.
good.
Look at us.
Look at us.
That's a lot of Sams.
It's a lot of Listen, it's the best name. Best name ever. All right. So when we come back, we want to talk about the Bears more. I want to talk about James Harden.
Okay.
And see what's going on there. Anything else?
I have a financial market prop for
Ooh.
You. I found a prop on the market, and I also found odds on who will be the next James Bond actor. if you're interested in that.
I think we should let people text in and see what they say, too, about that. Who do you think will be the next James Bond actor? And then you've got the line on who it is, right?
I have the market. I have the full market. There are 30 names on this list.
30? Oh, my God. You're going to have to run them all down. All right. I have to. Who is your, before we get a break, who is your favorite James Bond?
Pierce Brosnan.
Really?
Did you want me to say Connery? I know Connery's the old gold, but...
You know what? I can't do Connery anymore after all the stuff. And I know he just died, and it's sad. And he was really like, he looked good, but I kind of like the current one.
Daniel Craig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan for me in the 90s.
All right. When we come back, more with Sammy P, sponsored by PointsBet. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned to 720 WGN.
The Bears. The Bears.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Elise Glink, here with Sammy P, talking sports and betting and who's going to be the next James Bond. But first, Bears-Jacksonville. What's going on with that?
I'm excited because they've just been playing faster with Mitch Trubisky. The points have been plentiful, and the games have not been boring. Let me just give you some scores here with Nick Foles. 19-11. 20-19. 23-16, 24-10. Go to Mitch Trubisky. 41-25, 34-30, 36-7, 33-27. They've won 2 of 4, but the games are more fun because he's so freaking erratic that you don't know what's going to happen next. With Foles, you know, he's not going to run. He's probably going to take a sack. They're not going to move the ball. And the defense has to do their darndest to be in this game. With Trubisky, he could throw a touchdown or he could throw an interception for a touchdown. Like, you never know where the ball's going to go, but they're playing faster and it's easier on the eyes to watch. So right now at PointsBet, believe it or not, the Bears, who are 7-7 and still technically alive for the playoffs, they're a 7.5-point favorite at PointsBet at Jacksonville. Jacksonville has one win this year. You should win that game.
Who did they beat?
Jacksonville won their first game of the year against the Indianapolis Colts, and they haven't won since.
Okay, so let's talk about home field advantage, because will there be any here? Is there ever any anymore?
Well, I believe in Florida, and again, all these states, at least, are different. You know, the red states, you could do a lot more than some of these blue states, because blue states are like, you can't even leave your house. Some of the red states are like, yeah, come to the football game. I think actually across the border, you can go to a Colts game. I think there's 30% capacity. You can't go to a Bears game. So it's different in every state. I believe there are fans in Jacksonville, but it's not a lot. There are actually more wins this year for road teams than home teams.
What are they doing with all the, this is a little bit of a side thing, but what are they doing with all the ticket sales? Because everything had been sold. If you can only have 30%, who gets those tickets? And then do they just space you out and say, like, you can't sit next to people? Like, how does that
I
even
believe
work?
They section everything off. Like, they don't put all the fans in one section
in
one row.
Like, if everybody just is in the end zone, who got the lucky ticket, would you all have to sit in your own seats?
What does the wave look like in a socially distanced crowd? These are the things I think about late at night. I don't know. I believe the Bears refunded, but I don't know if it was a full refund. I don't know. I actually shouldn't answer questions that I don't know.
My family's actually Bears season ticket holders. So what they did is they took the deposit for the whole year, and they moved it to next season. So pretty much you put a down payment on to next season.
Ah.
So next season's free. We paid for this season, but there was no season this year. So next year, we got a whole year paid for.
We have to teach him. Nice. Nothing is free.
Yeah, he's
Nothing
young.
Is free.
He's 24. He doesn't know yet.
There's no such thing as free, Sammy.
But that's good. Good info. All right.
But home field, believe it or not, in 2020 with COVID and the lack of fans at most places, road teams have actually won more games this year than home games, and that is a rarity in the NFL.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. You should beat Jacksonville. If you don't beat a team that's 1-13, we've got a problem.
Don't come home.
Do not collect $200.
We'll be waiting for you. All right, let's talk about James Bond.
So, you want to do Bond now? I thought you were excited to talk about Harden.
Let's talk about Harden. Right. No, that was another question from my son. Let's talk about James Harden and his little his event.
What did I miss with the event?
Isn't he the one with okay, so maybe I'm confusing them.
Harden's the one on the trade block who could potentially be leaving his team. And
that's right. Does the potential for a James Harden trade limit the amount of money places will take on the Rockets?
No.
That's from my son, just
to
be clear.
No, because bookmakers are looking at it this way. If you'd like to bet the Rockets, knowing full well that James Harden might leave, go ahead, light your money on fire, give it to us. What I think they're thinking about, here's the reality of the Harden situation. It's been rumored that he might get traded to the Brooklyn Nets to realign with his former teammate, Kevin Durant. If they get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Caris LeVert from Michigan, the really sharp young kid, if that team comes together, the books will then completely lower the price on the Brooklyn Nets because they're already liable on Brooklyn. Because remember, Durant has played around the block a couple times, and now this is his first year in Brooklyn. The last thing the books want is for James Harden to get traded to Brooklyn because now all of those Brooklyn bets that have already been popped in are more likely to happen, and then what will happen? You look at the ticker on your television, oh, James Harden's going to Brooklyn. Oh, I like Brooklyn. And then you'll bet Brooklyn, but you're betting into a bad price. You want to get ahead of the price because if James Harden gets traded to Brooklyn, the bookmakers around the country are going to immediately lower that price, which has already been lowered because there's already a lot of liability on it.
All right, so... All right, James Bond. So what did you find?
Tom Hardy's the favorite to be the next James Bond.
Really?
He's 3-1. So $100 bet makes $300 on Tom Hardy, who
Tom
has been
Hardy.
In a lot of things. Yeah, he's right there with James Norton. James Norton is 3-1.
We had Idris Elba was one of the suggestions.
He's
from our...
right there.
Is he? What is he?
He's 5-1.
5-1.
Mm-hmm. So 100 makes 500 on Elba.
He would be really good. He's got that kind of steely glaze and, you know, his eyes, and you can't scare him.
He looks like he could be a really badass James Bond. I don't hate that one bit. Who else did we hear? Did we hear anybody else?
We had Sam, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Sam, is it H-E-U-G-H-A-N?
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Howen?
He is second on the list at 4-1.
Ah,
I don't know who that is. Is that bad that I don't know who that is?
I don't know either. We should find out.
Sam Hugen.
Hugen, is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea. But hey, another Sam in the party on Christmas Eve.
Right, so that should be the winner.
So the order right now is Hardy, James Norton, Sam Hugen, and Elba is fourth at 5-1. Some other...
Are there any women on the list?
Any female is 20-1.
All right, Sam Hugen is a Scottish actor, producer, author, and entrepreneur, starred as James Frazier in Outlander, and he's 40 and 6'3", and he has sort of blondish brown hair.
Does he look like Bond?
He could look like Bond. He's like a James Connery young sort of guy, I think. Like the next generation.
There are a lot of names on this list that I'm not too sure who they are. But here are some other longer shots. Cillian Murphy is 16-1. Michael Fassbender is 16-1. Jude Law is 20-1. Christian Bale is 100-1. That won't happen. Harry Styles is 150-1. Harry Styles is from, isn't he from One Direction? Isn't he a boy band guy?
I don't know.
He doesn't seem like he would be. No. I actually saw a picture of Harry Styles wearing a dress or something the other month. I don't know that that's James Bond. Orlando Bloom, 200-1. Okay, so we're down the page here.
Yeah.
But it looks like Tom Hardy, James Norton, Sam Hugen, and Idris Elba are your
and
heavy
no
hitters.
Women.
Any female is its own category. Like any female is 20-1. They don't have any individual females listed.
Okay. So
I didn't make these odds, though. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't create these. What do you think? 20-1? Will there be a female James Bond? Will that be the next Bond?
I think they're trying really hard. There was a woman that they had, and I'm forgetting her name. This is where we need Dean Richards' memory. There was a woman that was sort of promoted as being the next James Bond, and then for some reason she disappeared, and we ended up with Daniel Craig again.
You know who kicks ass? Wonder Woman.
Yes, Gal Gadot.
She's
awesome.
She would be outstanding. I think we have to go. I think we have talked too long on this. I apologize. But those are your odds on who will be the next James Bond.
Oh, Sammy P, so great to have you around today.
Happy holidays. Hey, thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be back in a moment with more on 720 WGN.